Cause it's the best podcast ever.
Hello, and welcome to the best podcast ever.
Your hosts today are myself, Anna Newhoff, Brandon Chibor, Madeline Poles, Caden Vanderlees, and Aiden Bristow, who isn't quite here yet.
And today we broadcast out of Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Today's topic is how we can trust God through our lives as a middle schooler. And this is very important because if you trust God, you can go to heaven.
So let's jump right in.
Why is trusting in God even important?
This is very important because if you trust God, you can go to heaven. It's one of the only ways you can get to heaven.
And trusting in God when you were young can change your life when you're older. Someday, it can really change your relationship with God in a good way.
Having a strong relationship with God is definitely an important part of faith in a God-breathed life.
Oh, so having courage and faith are other big parts, too.
Someone who had a lot of courage, faith, and trusting God was Jesus when dying on the cross.
Quick question, Anna. Do you think Jesus was afraid at all when he died on the cross?
Who said my name?
Anna?
No, city. My name's Jesus. I heard my name, so I thought I'd stop on by.
Oh, then hi, Jesus.
Wait, what? It's really you, Jesus?
Yeah, it's me, all right. The one and only Jesus.
Wow, it's Jesus. I don't believe it. It's really him. It's really Jesus.
Madeline, you can be excited, but calm down a little bit.
Oh, sorry. I just overdid it a little.
Anyway, Jesus, can I ask you one question? A really quick question?
Well, of course. You can ask me anything.
Well, because you're already here, will you be a guest speaker on our podcast? In our podcast, we're talking about how to have faith and courage like you.
Yeah, for sure. I love podcasts, and that's a great topic to talk about.
I have a question.
Well, shoot the question at
me. Me and Brandon think you were scared when you had to die.
Well, were you scared at all?
I bet you weren't, because you're Jesus. You're perfect.
Well, of course I was scared. Who wouldn't be scared of dying, especially unexpectedly? I was scared, but I knew I had to go through with my father's plan, and that I could trust him.
Wow, even Jesus was scared of death. I thought he wouldn't be scared, because he's Jesus. He's perfect.
Yeah, I think I agree with Madeline.
It wasn't easy getting hung up there on that cross, but I needed to follow the Lord's directions. I definitely did not, no sir, want to die, but I did it so you wouldn't have to.
I can't even imagine how hard it would be to die on the cross for people who deserved it. And he didn't even do anything wrong.
I would have freaked out.
Jesus, how did you trust God?
Well, you know, I knew my father's plans were good and for his will. God's the ruler of our life, and he's our father who's in control. You know that song about God having the whole world in his hands? It's like that. God loves you so much and saved your life by sacrificing me, his son. Trust me, that was hard for me and my dad, but we knew it needed to happen.
Wow, that's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Well, do you got any more questions? Because I gotta go now. I made plans to meet my dad at McDonald's.
Hey, Jesus, can I have a selfie quick before you go?
Sure, but make it really quick.
Got it.
I actually think you gave us more than we needed. So, I think you're done here for today.
Thanks so much for stopping in, Jesus.
Well then, see you next time.
Bye, Jesus!
Well, that was a great and amazing surprise to have Jesus stop in.
What a treat.
Sure was.
Let's now talk about how we can trust God in our daily lives.
Trusting in God isn't easy all the time. It means you have to let God be in charge of for him to do your work in your life.
Let's think of some examples of our daily lives and trusting in God.
One big one for me is when you're going through a hard time. All you can do is trust in God. A motto for me that has stuck with me is any single one of our mountains or roadblocks are nothing for God. All he sees is a way for our faith to grow stronger in him. So any mountain for him isn't even a tiny little bump in the road. Because with God on our side, we can move any mountain.
A Bible verse that comes to mind for me is Luke 1:37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. It reminds us if God is with us, our life is in good hands and in good control, which means we don't need to worry or be anxious because He's got us.
Why are we randomly saying Bible verse?
Because it is really important for our question. It is really important, Caden, and we need to answer our question.
It's so good to know that God is there in the midst of hard times and that He's always got us.
Take some time now and pause to think about times in your life where you could have trusted God.